This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Restaurant Week, my favorite week of the year, will be happening from September 24th to October 1st. Over 180 restaurants participating with lunch and dinner option. Go to sandiegorestaurantweek.com and make your reservation now.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. All right, happy day, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Living at Center for Conscious Kids at Specialty Produce Network. And today I'm here to introduce Laura Schultz. She's an acupuncturist and she specializes in pediatric acupuncture. Hi, Laura. Welcome.
Hi, Ashley. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
It is exciting. I do not know how many pediatric acupuncturists there are in the world or the country.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there's many.
It's a growing number. There's kind of a surgence of acupuncturists treating kids these days. There's a few teachers out there that really want to make it mainstream and available to kids everywhere. So in San Diego, there's definitely a couple handfuls of us at least.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, I'm so excited because the practice of acupuncture and the practice of the Chinese medicine that you bring forward to the world of alternative medicine, alternative health care, I don't even think it's alternative. I just want to say I'm in Western medicine too, but Western medicine has only been around for a couple hundred years. And Chinese medicine, I think, has been around for a minimum of 3,000 years. Is that right?
Yes, at the very least.
So actually, the funny thing is Western medicine might be alternative and the others might be older.
That's more traditional.
Yeah, traditional medicine. There you go. That's a nice way to put it. I think we do need to come up with some different wording. Yeah. But all medicines are really supportive and adjunctive and helpful and augmentative for health and healing. But today we get to focus on acupuncture and what that means in that environment for kids.
Yeah, it kind of is very different from acupuncture for adults, even in the way that we evaluate and diagnose kids. They're different in a lot of ways from adults. We use different tools, different treatment strategies. And a lot of people are kind of like, the two biggest questions I get are like, how do you get kids to get acupuncture and do they have to lay still? And they don't.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we can go right in and dive right in. So all acupuncture doesn't have to be with needles, does it?
No, not at all. We have many techniques that are equally effective and don't involve needles.
Yes. Yes. So let's explore that for just a little bit. Share with me a little bit about other options to what are we accessing to when you utilize the needles? What are you accessing in the body?
Well, there's a few different ways you can look at it. I mean, there's the energetic aspect that a lot of people do think of when they think of acupuncture. And, you know, you hear the terms chi and meridians, and that is one level of it. But there's also, you know, we're accessing the physical body as well. We're accessing the muscles and the skin and the blood flow and the nervous tissue, all with the needles. So it can be, you know, accessing many, many levels.
Yes, that's what's so fantastic.
Depending on what's needed.
Yeah, yeah. And so tell me a little bit about, even though the child doesn't have to sit still, right, on the table, how are you accessing or determining kind of what's going on with them? What are some of the ways that you determine or assess what support they need?
Yeah, well, it definitely depends on, you know, the age of the child. I've treated, you know, babies as young as, you know, a couple weeks old all the way up to, you know, teens that are almost adults. So depending on the age of the child, I mean, a lot of the information is coming from the moms reporting particular symptoms or things that she's concerned of. And then there's also the physical evaluation of the kid, looking at, like, the complexion color and, you know, different aspects of the body that are showing up externally. We look at the tongue and take the pulse. If the kid's a little bit older, that gives us a lot of information about the way that blood is flowing in the body and how the body is processing fluids and regulating temperature. So we can get a lot of information just by observing and interviewing. Those are our two main ways that we evaluate the child. And then, you know, depending on what's going on with them, we'll choose what techniques we'll use. Babies are actually really easy to needle. They don't seem to mind very much. But once a kid gets to be, you know, toddler age and more opinionated and sensitive to stimuli, then the needles become less of an option, also because they're very squiggly and move around, and I have to chase them around the room. And so then I move on to things like the I have a little handheld e-stim machine that I call the
beeper.
Yeah,
you got some neat toys here with us.
Yeah, I can see if I can turn it on and let you guys hear it. It makes a little beeping noise.
Wow.
And then you use it to it changes when you find the points, which is kind of neat.
Wow.
And then you just push the little button. It sends a really, really gentle electrical current into the points.
Wow.
And the kids, sometimes they say it tickles. You know, I can adjust it if it's a little too strong or they don't feel it all. I can adjust it up and down. And most kids really like this.
So it's like an a handheld little device, kind of like a directional pen. Mm-hmm. And it directs energy flow and current.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's what I do in the energy healing, but I don't use the little device.
Do you want to feel it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'll find your point.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
It's pretty gentle, though,
yeah,
right?
It's very gentle.
Yeah. Most kids.
Very gentle, very soft.
So we'll just go around to several different points, and I'll do a treatment depending on what they need.
Yeah. And what kind of points are you looking at? Like that point that you did on my hand right there by my thumb.
That point is called large intestine 4. It's a really common point. It has a wide variety of applications. It's really good for digestion. It can be good for headaches.
Yeah, that's the headache one. I knew that one was the headache one.
Yeah, it can do a lot of things. That's the great thing about acupuncture is that one point can address so many different issues because everything's related.
Yes.
So. That's one of my main tools.
That's really neat. And what's it called again?
It's called a handheld e-stim machine.
Handheld e-stim.
This one's the Stim Plus Pro.
Wow. That's really fun.
Yeah,
I bet the kids really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing they love the most, though, is cupping.
Yeah. Those are cute.
Yeah. So I have these little silicone cups that most people are familiar with cupping these days because, you know, Michael Phelps had those marks in the Olympics. And, so I do that a lot on kids using these little silicone cups.
Uh-huh.
So you just squeeze them against the body and then they create a little vacuum and kind of pull the skin up into them.
Yeah. So it looks like a little skin bubble underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that can be really awesome for things like respiratory conditions like asthma, even common colds and cough, doing cupping on the back or even on the chest if somebody's got a really bad cough.
Okay.
That's probably the thing I use it for the most. It can also just be kind of a strengthening treatment overall if you do it along the back.
Okay.
And kids really like
and
this.
And removing maybe of toxins and different
elements? it does pull, in Chinese medicine we say it pulls out cold and things like that, but that doesn't really translate to most people's, you know.
Understanding of body function.
Yeah, but what it does is it creates a difference in pressure, and so it... it causes more blood flow to the area, increases circulation to the area. So then you're getting like more immune cells to the area, more nutrients to the area so that can just help fight infection.
So more energy, more activation in that area to increase cardiovascular flow, lymphatic flow or immune system.
Yes.
And then even nervous system, right? Mm-hmm. So the brain kind of gets I should pay attention to that part.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. I have one little girl that comes in and she's like, I want my cuppings. She loves it.
That's awesome. And then how long do the cups stay on for? What do they?
Only about a couple minutes. It depends on the kids. I don't put them on too strong on kids.
Okay.
I do always let parents know that there could be a mark, but I generally try not to get marks on kids.
Right. Unlike Michael had some dark ones.
Yeah. Kids don't need a lot of stimulation to create change because they're already growing and changing so much as it is. They just need a little bit of nudge to come back to balance most of the time.
Yeah. What are some of the imbalances that you see? We were just doing a podcast on stress and going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So like in this time and approaching September, what do you see as some of the stressors and where those areas are in the body that you notice in the kids?
Definitely a big one back to school is the increase in, you know, respiratory things, coughs and colds, getting all the germs from all the other kids that you haven't seen for so long.
Yeah.
I've been having a couple kids that I've been treating for anxiety too, just with the pressure of school.
Right.
I think it's a lot more intense than it's ever been before.
Yeah.
So helping kids just be calm in that way and being better able to cope with the stress.
Yeah. And so how does that translate in moving either through the eStim or through needles or through cupping, through those different avenues of getting into the body? What does that translate to when they walk out? What do they report that they feel after they receive a treatment?
Most of them report feeling really calm afterwards. Okay. I have a couple of older boys that I'm treating now that almost fall asleep on the table.
Yeah.
And then the one child in particular that I'm treating for anxiety, he's saying that sense of calm is lasting him longer and longer each time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's kind of rebooting his nervous system.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's
not moving out that toxicity of the anxiety.
Yeah. And it was affecting his digestion, so he's not getting those butterflies anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So he's just having a better time at school.
And that gives him much more confidence, too, to work with his body and how he works with everyone else around him.
Yeah. It's really amazing.
Wow. Wow. And I know you were telling me yesterday when we talked about doing this, a little bit about you have another toy that's kind of cool.
I do. I have a laser.
Ooh. Yes. Not like the Darth Vader laser?
Did he have a red one or a blue one? Because I have both of those.
Wow. You got a red one and a blue. I think Darth had the red one.
Well, the red one is more strength.
There really is a red one here and a blue one here.
Yes, and they're used for different things.
Wow.
They're cold lasers, and they're just these little laser pens that are totally safe to use on kids.
Wow.
And adults.
Wow.
I do have adults that are very apprehensive about needles as well.
So yeah.
It's not just kids.
Right.
But this you just hold against the skin, and you push the little button here on the top, and it emits a cold laser.
Okay.
Which is able to penetrate into the different layers of the body.
Deep tissues. Okay.
And it stimulates the points in the same way that a needle would or the little eStim.
Does that also work for traumas or injuries?
Yeah. It can be really good for musculoskeletal things. I have one kid that I'm working on for, he's a pitcher, and he has some tendonitis in his biceps tendon.
Okay.
So I've been using it a little bit on that to just kind of calm down the inflammation.
Yeah.
And help the
and open up that blood
heal.
Flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And does that offer some sense of pain relief too?
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And I know a lot of pain. A lot of kids are experiencing different levels of pain. The physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain, different sorts of pain. Especially the highly sensitive ones I work with too. How is it that when you access different points on the body, either through the cupping or through the laser or through the stim or through needles. There's different kind of needles too, isn't there, for kids?
Yes, they're very small.
I call them nubby Band-Aids, but I'm sure that's not a technical term.
We call them taps. Well, the actual needles I call taps a lot of the time because most kids aren't excited about needles.
Okay.
So we kind of try to not use that word.
I see. So they're taps.
Yeah, because we just
tap them in.
I'm
going to use that from now on.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the other thing, I think.
And then you have the nubby Band-Aids?
Yeah, I don't have those with me, but the ear seeds.
What are they called?
They're ear seeds.
Ear seeds.
You're talking about the little seed with the Band-Aid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
those are really great. They're used on the ear a lot because there's a whole microsystem of acupuncture points on the ear.
Yeah.
So you can treat the whole body with the ear. but I'll also use them on body acupuncture points so the kids can, you know, prolong the treatment afterwards. And then they have a little bit of control. They can push on the points too if they're feeling like they need them.
Yeah.
The anxiety patient that I have now, I put him on his ear.
Uh-huh.
And he can push on him throughout the day when he's feeling like a little bit extra stressed.
Yeah. Isn't that neat? Mm-hmm. So it's like an energy booster throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
And what are they called again?
Ear seeds.
Ear seeds.
It's literally a little Chinese herb seed. I always forget the name because it's like the longest name for the littlest herb.
Yeah, look, it looks like basically a little baby button.
Yeah, it's related to a mustard
inside
seed.
Inside a round Band-Aid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's a little is it a little mustard seed?
It's related to mustard, I believe. Yeah.
Wow.
But it looks like a little mustard seed. It's a vicaria seed is the Latin name. I can remember that.
Wow. I didn't even know it was a seed.
Yeah.
That's so neat, mm-hmm. right? So they can have extended therapy even after they leave your office.
Exactly.
Wow. I love it. So we got taps, which are AKA the old term. We're not needles. They're taps.
They're taps.
We got cold lasers. We've got E-stim. We've got cups. Mm-hmm. And we've got seed.
Ear seeds.
Ear seeds.
Yes, I think the only thing that we haven't talked about, I do have a Chinese soup spoon that I use for gua sha. Gua sha, it's a rubbing massage. It's kind of hard to explain.
I've had that before healing a boo-boo shoulder.
Yeah, it's very good for muscular skeletal things, also good for the respiratory stuff, and even fever. I've been able to bring down some fevers just by using it on the back.
Yeah, and what it looks like is kind of like a fancy letter opener.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine is actually a Chinese soup spoon. You can use anything with a smooth edge.
Wow. And it's neat. And what you do is you're redistributing some of the tissues underneath the skin to help remove adhesions.
Yes.
And to help move out stagnant energy in those deeper tissues.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So we got cups and spoons. Those are the ones the kids like the most.
The cups and spoons.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that's really neat. So how do kids kind of know when they want to come and see you? Like what stimulus do they receive where they say, I need to go see Laura again?
First time, it's always the mom that wants them to come. I don't know that there's ever been a little kid that's like, I think I should go get acupuncture.
Yes.
But the mom brings them in. And then I think just when they start feeling a little bit out of balance, the girl that loves her cuppings, she just asks her mom every once in a while.
It's time for cupping again.
When can I go see Laura for my cuppings?
Isn't that funny? I know. Well, some of the kids in my practice, too, they're really cute. They say, it's time to go see the energy doctor again. And it's really cute. And I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm a nurse. But yeah, we're all working with energy. And that's what you're doing, too. You're working with energy through very different vehicles of accessing the body. And I think it's so wonderful what this form of therapy has brought to people, because we are so energetically integrated in our body through our brain and nervous system and through other energetic channels. And it's so neat, because I don't think people really had understood that acupuncture and these different modalities that you're describing inside of that really do access the mental, our thoughts, our overwhelm, our anxiety, like you discussed. And I even think spiritual aspects. Like, do you in your practice have situations where it helps the child have less entanglements, or over, do you see where the mom or the dad might be, like, do you help on a family level too? Or I call it spiritual or energetic levels.
Yes, there's actually a saying in Chinese medicine that to treat the child, you have to treat the mother.
Yes.
So,
because they're so bonded.
Yeah.
I mean, literally and physically at the beginning, but I mean, all the way through. I was just talking with someone, and geneticists had discovered that the mom carries the baby's genes in her bloodstream, in her body, for more than 22 years that they figured out.
Yeah, I've heard that.
We tend to think it's a lifetime, maybe.
Yeah.
But so sometimes, and then those genes may interact and may have friction and problems and situations. So does acupuncture also somewhat address that?
It can, because it can help the child strengthen their own, you know, physical body and mental body so that they can become more autonomous and less, you know, attached. I don't want to say attached. That's probably not the right word, but, you know.
Well,
entangled, that's the word.
Yeah, maybe entangled, or I think in the old days we used to say codependent and, or enmeshed or those sort of things where it got a little bit shaky and not really promoting that independent growth and that resource for the child.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's really neat. So do you sometimes work on mother and child at the same time?
Generally not at the same appointment because it's not so relaxing for the mom.
No, not so much.
The moms,
especially if they're allowed to move around the room.
Yeah, the moms do get to lay in the dark for a half an hour. The kids don't do that.
But. Yeah, no, they don't. They get actually sometimes more excited when we work with them and open their energy. They're like, "I'm free. I'm open. I'm gonna jump on the furniture now." Yeah. No, it's kind of cute though. And the parents go, "What happened?" We just say, "Their energy opened. It's okay. It'll all start to equilibrate and balance."
Yeah. Mine generally all want to take naps afterwards.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. That's really nice. So they feel more integrated in the nervous system.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fabulous. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything that you can think of that people might want to hear about, to know more about pediatric acupuncture?
I think just that it can treat such a wide variety of conditions or experiences that your child might be going through. I know I mentioned the respiratory conditions.
Yeah.
We have a lot of herbal
support. So cold. So let's talk about that for just a second, because you said that was kind of an upcoming thing in the fall season. When should they come in? I mean, like first sign?
Yeah, the first sign, it really does work best to have some herbal formulas, especially that are so good at helping colds resolve early if you come in at the very beginning.
Yes.
Once a cold is kind of set in and the cough is deepened, it is harder for any modality to clear that out.
I find that in the energy healing too. Yeah. I ask, please come in as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I know some people don't really recognize it, or they think it's a sneeze or a cough, or they're just tired.
Yeah.
But yes, when you're thinking that, early intervention really turns that around. Mm-hmm. I do know that sometimes you're right. It's when you get that deep tissue saturation of the virus or the illness or anything that's going on, a lot of times then it takes a little longer to remediate and heal.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So early intervention. So you were saying that the wide variety of situations that people are experiencing.
Yeah, so the respiratory, digestive conditions, allergies, asthma, eczema, those ones all kind of go together. I have the kids with pain. When I was an intern in acupuncture school, I was at the Rady Children's Hospital Pain Clinic.
Yeah.
And we were treating the kids there, which was really amazing.
That's really neat, because you have a lot of kids cohorted in the same area with different root causes of what their pain is, and you guys can actually develop protocols and different things and see similarities between the different patients and what they're experiencing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'll have to produce research papers.
Yeah. Yep, and just the stress things too, the anxiety and nervousness and things like that.
When you talked about newborn babies too, and kids transitioning from intrauterine life to extrauterine life, what does some of the acupuncture do to support that? Because I'm not sure a lot of people know that or know that that's available for their infants.
I'd say the biggest thing that we help with in terms of new babies is just really supporting digestion.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going from being attached to the mother's nutrients to having to process.
Have to do it yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I know.
Processing food from the external environment. And and it takes time for a baby's stomach and digestion to mature.
Yeah.
So I'd say digestive stuff is what really little babies come in. It's going to either be digestive or respiratory, because the lungs are still developing. The immunity is still developing.
Okay. What about kids with sensory overwhelm? You know, those kids that you cannot run the vacuum cleaner or, you know. So when the baby's sleeping, everybody cannot even walk around the house, right?
Yeah.
Those are kids that have sensory situations.
Well, I think acupuncture is great for just helping to balance the nervous system and kind of coming out of that sympathetic state where everything's really agitated and just coming down deeper into the parasympathetic to help calm and assimilate the environment better.
Yeah. So not like you have to run the vacuum cleaner when they're sleeping, but at least everyone doesn't have to freak out because the baby's sleeping. Yeah, that's neat. And what about sleeping through the night? Is there processes that you use to support families or babies learning how to sleep a little bit longer through the night?
I would say that's probably a combination of both, you know, helping the nervous system to balance and also aiding with digestion. And I think that's part of something that wakes up babies.
I see.
Often too.
Yeah. So looking at a lot of different causes of what creates difficulty sleeping at night.
Yeah, we'd have to evaluate each kid to see what their particular imbalance is.
Yeah.
That's always the way with acupuncture.
Absolutely. Wow, that's so beautiful. And when you find that the child feels more healthy and more balanced, what do you notice with the family?
Everybody's happier and more balanced.
Yeah, and so they don't need to come in a whole lot, but a lot of times when it's a specific issue, you're able to turn that around probably in just a few sessions. Would that be true?
Yeah, like I said, kids don't need a lot of stimulation to regain balance because they're changing and growing already. So usually we do several treatments close together, depending on what it is, anywhere from like maybe two treatments if they've got like a cough or something.
Okay.
My anxiety kid, I think I've seen him like for about 5 weeks and now we're spreading them out. He got through his first week of school. His mom is thrilled.
Yeah.
And we're just going to space it out. We're going to try it at a month out.
Yeah.
And if he needs to come back in sooner, he will. But he's holding the treatments and he'll just be on a little tune-up schedule.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. How can people get a hold of you to know where you are?
Well, they can find me at the oceanwellness.info website. That's the office that we are sharing together.
Yeah, and we have a listing on Center for Conscious Kids.
There, and then my own website is laurashultzacupuncture.com.
Awesome.
And I'm there also.
How do you spell your name so everybody can look that up?
L-A-U-R-A. And then Schultz is S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
.com. Awesome. And so they can find you there and they can sign up as a new client or new patient?
Yep.
Awesome. Fabulous. Well, thank you for joining us today and sharing these. I know people don't all know about what's available in pediatric acupuncture, and it's so exciting. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, have a great day, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Conscious Living at Center for Conscious Kids.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. For more information on how to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families, visit our website at www.centerforconscious.com. That's www.centerforconscious.com. Join us again next week as we get a little bit more conscious and a little bit more centered, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
The Specialty Produce app is the world's number one handheld resource on produce. The app features photographs, recipes, geography and history, taste and culinary applications on over 1,900 produce items. From apples to zapote, we've got your produce questions answered. Our app is available for both iPhone and Android. Download our app for free today.